Welcome to the TeacherCast Educational Network, coming to you from the TeacherCast studios since 2011. Join us each week as we bring you the latest educational news, EdTech updates, and hottest interviews with today's most influential leaders in education. And now, for your host, Jeff Bradbury.
Hello, and welcome to TeacherCast. My name is Jeff Bradbury, and this is Digital Learning Today, a podcast all about educational technology and how you can use it in your school district and in your classroom. On today's episode, we have a fantastic interview with the vice president of Linewise, a fantastic company that's helping your school district not only stay safe in the tech room, but also in the classroom by providing an amazing solution where teachers can monitor the work that's happening from their students. I hope you're having a great time as the weather is getting warmer. We're going to be looking ahead to ISTE season. Lots of great episodes coming out. And of course, lots of great content happening these days over on TeacherCast. Don't forget to check out the brand new TeacherCast.net. We've got a lot of new content out there. Our digital learning content is focusing on things such as our Google, our Microsoft, and of course, how to use those tablet devices in your classroom. We've got a lot of great content over in our instructional coaches wing, and we're starting to really rebuild all of the content as far as moving audio and video in your classroom. So if you're going to build your EDU brand, podcast with your students, or enhance your classrooms through instructional coaching, we got some great stuff over at TeacherCast.net. Stop by, check it out today, and don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button on your podcast platform today. My guest today is the Executive Vice President of Linewise. I want to bring on Mr. Harrison Parker. Harrison, welcome to TeacherCast. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks, Jeff. I'm really excited to be on here with you and talking about K-12.
I am so excited to have you on. I've been a big fan of the product. I've even had a chance to teach with it and be a trainer with it in some of the school districts that I've worked with. Talk to us a little bit about what's going on these days at Linewise.
Yeah, thanks. We've got a ton going on, just as I'm sure all the educators listening in have in their worlds today with coming back from spring break for some of you and testing season kicking off. But we're really excited about where we've gone over the last couple of years in particular. I'm sure many of you are using some of our products out there, but for those of you that are not familiar with Linewise in the US, we are solely focused on students' interaction with their devices and making sure that students are protected in that digital world. So anytime they're using a Windows device, a Chromebook, iPad, whatever it is, and those ed tech tools that they're accessing, we want to make sure that they do so in a safe and responsible way, and that we're keeping them on track.
You know, it's funny you bring up testing season. Even as we were recording this today, I had a meeting with my school district, and they were talking about the upcoming test, and they were talking about, while you're using this test, make sure you've got your monitoring systems on. Why is it important for teachers to have a monitoring system in their classroom when they're working with students on their devices?
Yeah, it's a really interesting point, Jeff. And actually, the more conversations we've had over the last year in particular, a lot of states have moved those tests in particular, from the traditional Blue Book to online, right? So it's just bluebook.com, for example, for a lot of those national tests. From a monitoring solution standpoint, I think any of us that have been in and out of the classroom will know that things happen quickly. And so now that we've given students, in a great way, the ability to access content through a device, it also means that it can serve as a distraction in some cases. And so you want to make sure that you can really refocus attention really quickly. And that's the type of things that our solutions do is just try and empower the teachers to keep students on task.
One of the things that I've been able to do over the last couple of years using products like Linewise is really help those teachers understand what is the application here for? What is it here to do? I think there's a lot of teachers that see devices as, this thing I have to use. Of course, there's teachers that like to use devices as a tool. Speak for a second to those trainers who are listening to this. There's a lot of instructional coaches who are the ones that are taking software like Linewise and they're bringing it to their teachers. They are the first contact. How can an instructional coach be successful deploying a software platform like Linewise to one teacher, 30 teachers. Would you have any advice on training, deployment, adoption, getting people in the in their buildings to successfully use it in their classrooms?
Yeah, a lot of the advice that I would give is just learning firsthand from some of the folks that are probably listening in on this call. So regardless if you're in a school district of 1,000 kids to 100,000 students, I always think with whether it be LineWise or any other ed tech software program, start small. Make sure you pick, you know, who those teachers are in your schools or in your classrooms that are the maybe bleeding edge. They love to beta test things for you. Start with those folks, work out any kinks, and really ramp up from there. So, never go 0 to 60. There's always something that you're going to learn. And then have a chance to make sure that you've got some check-in points throughout those first couple weeks. Set some expectations before you start and say, hey, when I get to the 2-week mark, the three-week mark, the 1-month mark, what's the usage that I would expect to see? And that way, when you get to those points, you can compare and say, hey, yeah, we met the goals and it looks like we're rolling it out successfully. So probably not anything revolutionary, right? But sometimes we all can get super excited. You know, we just rolled out a new system for us here at LineWise internally, and everyone's trying to go real fast because we love what it can offer. And so you forget that that normally doesn't work too well.
I think there's a lot of teachers out there that are nervous about applications like this. They think it's a defensive program. It's the gotcha. It's the, I'm going to put this on to make sure that students don't. But LineWise also offers a lot of offensive solutions, right? It gives you features where you can actually use it for the good of your classroom, for the good of your lessons. Could you talk to us a little bit about some of the features that LineWise has that you see teachers are using to help provide dynamic digital lessons to their students?
Yeah, 100%. So I think when people, hear, LineWise offers a content filter and classroom management tool, you're exactly right. They think, that primarily is the blocking mechanism, to keep students off something really inappropriate, which it does a great job of. But when we think about a classroom management solution like our ClassWise product, that's where you can leverage it to actually, have more instructional time for your students. So you think about younger kiddos that are coming in and they try and fumble around at the beginning of class, going to the website that you tell them to. You could log into ClassWise and launch everyone to, the exact same website, through the system, so that all 30 of your students are on the exact program. Maybe it's your LMS you're using within 5 seconds, as opposed to saying, sharing on your screen or going to the whiteboard and saying, hey, go to this website. Half the kids are poking each other saying, what do I do? And, you end up wasting 5 minutes of instructional time. I think the other neat thing is, we've got a feature within it called Focus. And it's exactly what it is intended to do is you pick 5 or 10 websites or however many you want to, and you can lock them into those particular sites. You don't have to worry about them looking at their bracket for March Madness, for example. They're just focused on the anatomy lesson that they're doing at hand at that time.
I would imagine that in addition to saving time in the classroom, there are other positives for using a solution like LineWise. Talk to us a little bit about some of the things that school districts really, take advantage of, not only on the front end, but on that back end. I'm sure there's other ways that LineWise is helping teachers and keeping students focused in the classrooms.
Yeah, one thing maybe to highlight, back to, some of our tools that are widely adopted across the U.S. is our content filter, as well as our classroom management solution, which I refer to as ClassWise. The thing that's really neat is they go hand in hand. And so one thing that's popped up over, probably the last decade, right, is how do we incorporate YouTube? YouTube's one of those gray sites, I like to refer to it as, right? So there's a lot of really neat educational content on there that can enhance the lesson plan that you have as a teacher. And there's also some incredibly distracting content, right, where you can lose a student for minutes, if not the entire class period. So the neat thing that we have with that interaction of both the filter and the classroom management tool is that, if I'm a CTO, I'm a network administrator of a district, I could lock that down for everyone. So no one can access YouTube, but teachers can override that. So They can override YouTube and say, you know what, actually, I'm going to open it up, and I'm going to open it up for just this one YouTube link that, you know, reinforces a history lesson that I want them to learn more about. And so that's, I think, a really great way to take advantage of a tool that can be really useful, but also distracting at the same time.
I've seen teachers be successful exactly with what you're talking about, blocking Bing.com, Google.com, you know, keeping kids from going to the major search engines and then going off key, knowing that, look, if you just go into Classroom or Teams or whatever, click the link I give you, things are going to be a lot easier. I want to talk a little bit about Linewize as a company. You guys recently went through a rebrand, didn't you?
We did, yeah. So our global brand now is known as Korea. And so it's really neat. Over the last several years, I mentioned we've grown a ton, but we've gone through a number of acquisitions, and we invested a lot of time to find the best technology, not just in the US, but also globally. And so as part of that, we inherited a number of different brands. You know, in the US, we are known as Linewize, but globally, there are some other predominant brands. And so the intent is really to bring us under the same umbrella. The nice thing is that you know, almost all of the companies that we have acquired are all focused around children and K-12 education. So we have a very, you know, similar mindset and thought process. And so the rebranding, while the name may have been hard because domains are taken up left and right these days, you know, our core mission and our, you know, focus as people and employees was super easy to get everyone on the same page. So we're excited about that. You'll more to come over the next couple of years. But really, you know, from a product standpoint, technology standpoint, nothing really changed. It's more just showing, you know, not only the US, but the rest of the world where we're going and what we hope to achieve.
I would imagine that this rebrand and, you know, refocusing on K-12 education, you really need to strengthen your relationship with school districts, with CTOs. Talk a little bit about why that's important. Why do you need to have a strong one-to-one relationship with those chief technology officers to make sure that those school districts are pointed in the right direction safely?
Yeah, and I think most of the team would vouch for what I'm going to say is that, you know, the reason that we find it so valuable is, one, a lot of us are former educators. So our team is made up of a lot of former network admins, classroom teachers. We have to know what everyone listening as educators needs so that when we're developing new features, we can hear that, you know, straight from your mouth and then right into our development team's ears, so that we can really take, you know, even if it's simple tweaks with a feature that could make things a lot easier for you. And you know, we're all about improving your lives, maximizing time on task for educational software, and then also just making sure our students are staying safe, because there's a lot of, you know, scary sites and things that have popped up. You know, I won't name it by name, but there was one about 9 months ago that finally got shut down that was, you know, kind of an anonymity site where students would be potentially exposed to strangers. And, you know, things like that are kind of rampant these days. And we really need to make sure that we're doing all we can for our kids.
You know, it is the springtime. There's a lot of school districts that are looking for their future technologies. If a school district is looking to update their filter, looking to partner with a new solution, what should a school district be looking for in a partner in the filtering and monitoring area?
Well, think about the integrations that you have, I'd say, first and foremost. So what kind of device types do you have? We went through those, you know, earlier, but every school district has a unique environment. What's your student information system you're using? What devices? What are some other key software or systems that you're using that you want to make sure that the filter or tool that you are looking at purchasing, you know, that it plays nicely with that. So go through, you know, a thorough vetting process with that company and make sure you feel comfortable about, you know, ultimately it's, you know, working with them in a partnership. Things are going to happen. Guaranteed there's going to be, you know, something with implementation, you know, or just problems that arise that, you know, everyone just needs to trust each other and trust the company or the partner you're going to be moving forward with. But, you know, nothing groundbreaking there. I think just, you know, make sure that you do your due diligence and think about the impact that the system could have on your other systems in particular.
And I think many of us listening are familiar with the concept of a filter. You put in some terms, you put in some categories, and it automatically blocks. But let's talk a little bit about artificial intelligence, right? Obviously, it's the hot topic right now. What is the relationship between Linewise and the AI community? How does a school district make sure that they're being progressive and using artificial intelligence, yet how does a school district have those safeguards put in place so that way if something does get through, if something is used, if a student accidentally tries something, what is Linewise and artificial intelligence doing these days to support K-12 education?
Well, we're actually incorporating some stuff that we just released a couple of weeks ago or announced that will be coming for next school year. And that's around leveraging AI to, you know, do some more granular in-depth filtering. So the first iteration of this will actually be around images. So One of the big problems that is popping up is it's very easy for students to spin up their own website or, you know, add a proxy or things like that, right? You don't have to have the, you know, the smartest computer engineer at 12 years old create a website like we did a while ago. Now everybody can, not everybody, but most people can, you know, go to Google site and create one really quickly. And so the challenge with that is you run into situations like we've had nationally where, you know, they're doing deep fakes of other students. There was a situation out on the West Coast that happened where, you know, they had superimposed images of other classmates, and, you know, a lot of cyberbullying that's occurring and AI will be around images. So we could see, you know, is there anything that's super inappropriate that's coming up, and we'll actually blur out that image. So you'd be able to see or think about it from, you know, if you're on a search engine, you know, you can do a safe search and they'll blur it. This would be expanded to not just those search engines, but any web page that we run across. And of course, there's some other dynamic things that we can do around blocking that, you know, we hope to achieve in the near future. But you know, we're taking a steady approach with it. There's certainly some great things that'll come out of it, but we have to be careful with the new technology and just make sure that we're, you know, treading lightly where we can and doing our thorough research on it.
You know, we're coming up on conference season. ISTE is right around the corner here. I always say 20,000 educators are going to come together and have those opportunities to talk to vendors face to face. When you're out there talking to teachers, to school districts, to CTOs, what are some of the things that they're asking you for? Rather be feature sets or, you know, topics that they want you to get into. What is the educational community really looking for from a company like Linewise?
Well, I think one thing that's on everyone's mind is, you know, with the kind of ending of ESSER funding, post-pandemic now and running in, I think it's by September, most of the funds have to be allocated that were initially distributed to, you know, the states or the districts. So a lot of programs were purchased. I think a lot of instructional technology directors and technology directors out there are kind of vetting the programs they've been using and figuring out, you know, where can I parse this down or where can I consolidate? Cause I may not have the funds that I had before to continue with these. So I think consolidation is definitely top of mind. There was an article, Dr. Joe Phillips, who's the CIO for Broward County. I don't know if you saw that, but he recently posted something around consolidation. I thought it was a very interesting piece and probably exactly what's going on right now about, you know, not only the companies potentially consolidating in the ed tech space, but also, you know, the tools that people use, can we get these under one platform and help save costs? Because, funding is tight in some districts.
It is extremely tight. And, you know, there's so many school districts out there right now looking to go from, you know, 200 applications into 75 applications and making sure that everything is, as you mentioned, compatible and works with and is tight. And from the coaching point of view, how do we get maximum value and return of investment out of all of that stuff? And, you know, looking ahead, clearly AI is the future. Clearly AI is where we're going. But I wanted to ask you here one last question before I let you go. When you look at this educational landscape, the educational technology landscape, where do you see this next year? I always ask the question of what are we going to talk about at ISTE this year? But if we're looking out in future technologies, What's on the horizon of the horizon?
Well, how can we be more efficient with what we're doing for our students? How can we introduce them to, you know, more self-paced learning? You know, that was the big thing maybe 5 to 10 years ago, where it was differentiated learning, small group studies. So because we had these software programs that were just popping up, you know, you really could, you know, as a teacher, you could let students work on, you know, some of that, those math or reading programs at their own pace. Well, now think about that with artificial intelligence. How can we even make that more efficient so that we're maximizing the time students have on educational content? What that's going to look like, we'll see. But again, you know, I do think we should be cautious with this. I think we should definitely take advantage of the technology at hand. But, you know, let's ease, just like I talked about with the implementations earlier, let's ease on into it and not rush too fast into it.
I want to say thank you to Harrison for coming on here from LineWise. But Harrison, before I let you leave, we had talked about something before the recording started, and I wanted to bring it up here. I you know, very quickly joked about having a home version of this. What would you say to parents who are looking to be able to monitor their student devices that are at home? How does that work?
So we actually, last year, we launched a program that we call Custodio that is a parental engagement app. So as a parent, you would be able to, you know, monitor and manage your student's cell phone or iPad or tablet and say, hey, you know, if it's bedtime at 11 p.m., you could turn off the internet so kids aren't up at 1 a.m. playing games, or during dinner time, if you want to get attention and make sure they're not staring at their phones, you could actually, you know, manage the internet and, you know, set time limits on Instagram, things like that. So really neat tool that actually all of our partners get as LineWise partners, the school districts get the ability to push that app out to their parent community at no cost. So those that are listening that are already, you know, LineWise partners, feel free to reach out to your customer success rep about that. We'd love to get it out to your parents. And then the other neat thing that we're doing with that same tool is for districts that want to, we allow parents to manage their school issued devices when they go home as well. So you imagine it's not just, Jeff, for your kids, it's not just potentially, you know, their cell phones, but also the school or district issued devices they have. They would be managed under that one platform called Custodio.
And if you are interested in that, I've got some links here. I was looking through their blog and all the different blog articles and help desk stuff. I'm going to make sure that we have over here in our show notes. Harrison, I want to say thank you so much for joining us. If anybody has any interest in LineWise or would like to reach out and get more information for their school district, how do they go about that?
So you can go to linewise.com. It's LineWize.com. I spelled it because it is with a Z, not an S for wise. And yeah, we've got a ton of information on the site. Feel free to check it out. There are numbers listed on there, as well as a chat bot, which is, you know, one of our personnel that you can talk directly to via the website. So yeah, Jeff, thanks so much again for your time, and let us know if we can help with those kids and at your house with the distractions you've got going on.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. And, you know, no matter if your school district is Microsoft-based, Google-based, Apple-based, tablet-based, Chromebook-based, Windows, you name it, this is the time for school districts to be thinking about a solution that's going to help out teachers not only in their classrooms, but parents out of their classrooms. And making sure you have a great partner such as LineWise is really imperative these days, especially with the rise of artificial intelligence. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to LineWise. You can always reach out to TeacherCast over at feedback@teachercast.net. I'd be happy to connect you to Harrison and his team. And that wraps up this episode of Digital Learning Today. On behalf of Harrison and everybody here on TeacherCast Educational Network, my name is Jeff Bradbury, reminding you guys to keep up the great work in your classrooms and continue sharing your passions with your students.
You've been listening to the TeacherCast Educational Network, hosted by Jeff Bradbury. Please reach out to the show with all of your questions on Twitter @TeacherCast or online at www.teachercast.net. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. And please take a moment to write a review in the App Store.